Okay, so on one level, we're learning the Torah Tzvas Emes. But to learn the Torah Tzvas Emes, so in order to appreciate what he does, tonight's going to be in many ways the Hakdama to what is one of the more fundamental questions in the world of Jewish thought, in the world of Machshava. And that is, what exactly is Kedusha? What is holiness? We're going to see this Tzvas Emes has one very strong, particular mahalach. But to be able to understand why what he says is unique and why it's so important, I wanted to give a little bit of context, and that's tonight's shiur, which is an attempt at understanding, we spoke this a couple of years ago, what exactly the Ramban's Shita is. If we know the Ramban's Shita, and then we learn the Tzvas Emes next week, we'll be able to understand in a much deeper way what the Tzvas Emes is really teaching us. And the Ramban himself is very, very famous, but the more that you uncover within the Ramban's thought, the more important it's going to be. We'll start by just noting the following. Kedusha is something, it's very clear in Chumash, and it's very clear in Chazal, that Kedusha is very, very important. It's clear in Chumash that people can be Kadosh, Kedoshim Tiyu, in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. It's clear that people can be Kadosh. It's also clear that Kadosh, that Hashem Yisbarach is also Kadosh. Ata Kadosh, Vishimcha Kadosh, we say in Davening. So we can be Kadosh, and God can be Kadosh. It's also clear that time can be Kadosh. Shabbos is called a Kadosh time. Shabbos is a holy time. It's also true, and it's clear in Chazal, that places can be Kadosh. The first parak of Maseches Kelim, Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh. Yerushalayim is Kadosh. The Har Habayis is Kadosh. So on the one hand, we know there's something called Kedusha. We know it applies to people and the Ribono Shel Olam. It applies to time. Mikrai Kodesh Yontif is Kadosh. And it also applies to places. And the challenge is in figuring out what exactly is this? What exactly is Kedusha? And there are many that will speak about the importance of Kedusha, striving for Kedusha. But what exactly is Kedusha? A couple of questions just to raise and frame the conversation now. Hopefully, if we do it well in a couple of weeks at this Tzvas Emes, we'll speak about Rav Lichtenstein and Rav Cook maybe on the nature of Kedusha. But one question which is very important, where does Kedusha come from? Are certain things just like inherently Kadosh in this world? Or is Kedusha man-made? Do we generate Kedusha? When we conquer Eretz Yisrael, we bring Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael? Or it's Kadosh no matter what, it's Kadosh anyway? We as Jews, we are born inherently Kadosh, or we do certain things that bring out and cause and generate a certain kind of Kedusha. Is Shabbos Kadosh because it's Kviya V'Kaima? Shabbos is Kadosh because your Baruch Shalom said so. And whether you keep or don't keep Shabbos, Shabbos will no matter what be Kadosh? Or is Shabbos Kadosh because we treat Shabbos a certain way? We make Kiddush and we are Mikadesh HaShabbos. What's the source of Kedusha? Some of these questions are incredibly, incredibly important. Not just because Kedusha impacts so many things in the world of Halacha and the world of Machshava. On the most basic level, like what is Kedusha? What does it mean that we're told to be Kadosh? What does it entail and what does it demand? To be holy. It's very hard to define the meaning of holiness. It is hard to define what the source of holiness is and where it really comes from. Nor, and this was add one additional question, can anyone become holy? Is holiness relegated to the elite? Can only certain tzaddikim become Kadosh? Or can all of us, on some level, also become Kadosh? A further question, are we all obligated to become Kadosh? Or just, if you want to, like it's awesome, you have to keep mitzvos. You want to be Kadosh? Wow, you're awesome. Do I have to? Those are all just some of the questions we're going to try to deal with over the next couple of weeks. Understand well this sugya called Kedusha. What is Kedusha and where is it? We'll see a lot of Tzvas Emes going forward to appreciate better a lot of these details. What is the Kedusha of Shabbos? What does it mean that they're Shabbos? What's the goal of it in the world of Machshava? But let's start with the Ramban. The Ramban understands, as do many, a very, very famous Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim could be one of the more well-known ones. So it tells us Kedoshim Tiyu. And for many of the Rishonim, Kedusha is a way of describing separation. Kadosh, that which is Kadosh, is separate and removed. What does it mean, therefore, within this Mahalach, that Hashem is Kadosh? God is kadosh because God is removed. God's elevated and removed. In that sense, God's kedusha may even make it somewhat difficult for me to have a certain kind of relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. If kedusha is separate and God therefore is elevated and separate and distinct, so it's harder for me to form a meaningful relationship because God is kadosh. What does it mean that Shabbos is kadosh if it's all about being separate? So Rabbeinu Bechaya writes in his Perush Al Torah, sometimes the Ramban here in Vayikra, Parakhav Gimel, what does it mean that Shabbos is kadosh? Shabbos is separate. How is Shabbos separate? Shabbos is treated fundamentally differently than every other day of the week. Shabbos, the Ramban writes, Ksus Nikia, B'maychal uv'mishta. On Shabbos, we wear different clothing. On Shabbos, we eat different kinds of food. On Shabbos, we act differently. It's a separate and distinct kind of day. So the first step for Kedusha in the world of the Ramban, for sure, in the world of many who focus, in the world of Pshat, Kedusha means you are separate and removed. In terms of our own usage of it, that which is Kadosh, I can't be around. Hektish, what's with Hektish? An Isser of Mi'ila. I can't just use Hektish things, because Hektish is separate and removed. What does it mean when you meet someone you say, whoa, that guy's holy? What does it mean that guy's holy? Part of what we mean sometimes, if you just think about it for a second, is, whoa, he's separate and distinct from us. He's a different kind of person. He functions in a different plane of reality. In particular, what does it mean? How do we become kadosh? So the Ramban here says something famous. The more that we unpackage it, the more we'll be able to appreciate, I think, a whole lot of what's going on. The Ramban says, what is kedusha? So Rashi says, separate yourself from arayos, separate yourself from sexual promiscuity. I avoid certain kinds of problematic behavior amongst different genders. But says the Ramban very famously, what is such an incredibly important yisod, it is something which of a person, it's so well known, but it's important to reflect upon, says the Ramban the following very, very simple and powerful insight. A person can keep every single halacha. A person can keep every single halacha and still be what he terms a novel birshus HaTorah. You can keep everything and only do things that are mutter and be a disgusting and vile person. You can be someone who keeps every single thing in the world of halacha, but he's so veyayin zole baser lamo. He has a certain kind of relationship to the world of, like, you know, all you could eat meat. He's drinking wine. Meat is kosher and wine is kosher. And he is totally, like, figuratively, I hope, tovel in a mikvah of wine and meat. That he's so much, like, just covered and enmeshed in that world. But it's like, it's all mutter. But it's all mutter. What do you want from me? And he can be shatuf bezimas ishto. He can be so engaged in certain kinds of activities that are mutter. But says the Ramban, even though something is mutter, you're a novel b'rishus HaTorah. You're a disgusting person that cuts everything to the letter of the law. And sometimes, the Ramban reminds us, the question to ask is not always, wait, is it mutter or aser? Is it aser? You have a pasuk telling me it's aser? No? So it's fine. The question to the Ramban is not always mutter or aser. The question often is it along the lines of the spirit of what is in Chumash itself? Is it along the lines of what Chumash wants things to really be? Not just, technically it's okay, Chumash can't aser everything. This is a general theme in the writings of the Ramban. The Ramban understands that Chumash itself does not always tell us every single thing, how to act in every single context, but rather there are certain psukim that tell us, just be like a good person. The Ramban very famously, source number 5 on the sheet, Vasisa Yasher Vatov, be a good person. What does it mean to be a good person, says the Ramban? Just that. Like, be a good person. No, but what does it say? Is it mutter or usr when I interact with you in business to act this way? Is it okay or not okay? Says the Ramban, what are you talking about? You're so focused on this mutter or usr. The Torah is telling you to be a good person. Vasisa Hayasher Vatov. The Ramban similarly writes, in regards to the mitzvah asay of Shabbos, a person, says the Ramban, can keep Shabbos, every single halacha. I can keep every single detail in the world of Shabbos. I'll never violate Borer, and I'll never violate any Bishul, Doraisa or Dirabanan. But your Shabbos, without violating Shabbos at all, can look bichlal nothing like Shabbos. Especially nowadays, as Posner pointed out, that Ramban is all the more so true. in the world of technology, where there's a whole lot you could potentially get away with, that's not strictly speaking usher, you could easily transform a Shabbos. It's not transferring, you know, Thursday night into Erev Shabbos. It's transferring Shabbos into Saturday. Now, the person can take what is supposed to be Shabbos, not be Sitzur Ramban. That's the assay of Shabboson on Shabbos. The assay of Shabboson is not just don't do malacha, but establish a spirit of the day. And for the Ramban, that is a prerequisite for Kedusha. Kedusha means I don't just ask the question, is it mutter or aser? Part of Kedusha means I am removing myself from even those things that technically speaking are considered to be okay. I'm taking a step back. V'tziva b'davar kol yishtei prushim, to remove ourselves from things that are even mutter. To remove myself from certain kinds of behaviors that technically speaking are okay, but we know really shouldn't be happening. And says the Ramban, that's the meaning of Kedusha in a certain sense. That's what it's really trying to establish for us. That's what the Kedusha itself really, really is. Okay, a couple questions. Number one, this is a requirement or this is an option? Rabbi, I don't want the Kedusha track. I'm fine. Do I get Olam Haba? Like, am I good to go with just keeping, like, or like I really gotta, where's this at? So there is a Ramban in Parshas Kisetze, a Ramban which is incredibly important. Many of us know that Ben Sora Umore, the wayward son, is punished, Chazal tell us, he's Nidon Al Shem Sofa. The Gemara's Hedgen tells us you have a kid, and the kid is on his way towards being, not just like off the derech, but like off the derech doraisa. Like he's going like, you know, all the way. And as he's there, the Gemara tells us, he's Nidon Al Shem Sofa, Yimus Zaka, Yimus Chaya, we'd rather him pass away now, than later we're going to, it's clear in Chumash also, it's clear in Chazal, in the Gemara, the 8th paragraph of Sanhedrin, the Ben Sora Moret does have to do certain things for us to make sure he's in this category. How do we know who's the kid that's going to be on that track? And part of what he does involves certain kinds of mutter, it looks like, kinds of eating and drinking, some geneva maybe. Says the Ramban in his Peirush al Torah, where's really the Isser? What did he really do wrong? So one of the things that the Ramban says, he violated over Amas Nistavenu, Kedoshim Tiyu. That Kedoshim Tiyu, the Ramban seems to understand this idea of removing yourself from that which is technically mutter is a chiv incumbent upon all people. And even the Ben Sora Mora is going to eventually be killed, partially because he messed up in this realm of Kedoshim Tiyu. It's incumbent in many ways, really, upon all of us. That's a difference. If anyone here is learning Mesiel Susharim, if you look in source number on the sheet, source number 12, if you look at there, you find a machlokas, he points out, b'sefer b'mesila na'ala, to sefer on Mesiel Susharim. The Ramchal Mesiel Susharim also agrees to the Ramban type idea of precious. We'll see next week the Ramchal is a little bit more complicated, but the Ramchal believes in precious also. It's part of there, and Mesiel Susharim is about removing yourself from this world. But there's a difference in the way the Ramchal presents it and the way the Ramban presents it. For the Ramban, Kedoshim Tiyu is a chiyuv. Kedoshim Tiyu is a requirement. You can never just say, is it mutter or aser? I had to ask myself, is it along the lines of the spirit of the law? According to the Ramchal, however, for the Ramchal, no. It's not a mitzvah kol echad. It's a maila shel chasidus. It's lifting the mishuras adin. It's shayeches l'chidei sgula. It's for certain people can do it. But for the Ramban, it's not really that at all. For the Ramban, a person really is obligated to do it. All people have that chiyav. The Netziv points out in the Emek Davar, the Netziv in his Parish on Chumash points out something later the Ramban. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim that everyone has to be there, everyone has to be Kadosh, and the way the Torah says it, Parshas Kedoshim is everyone's gathering in. Before the Ribbono Shel Olam tells the Kedoshim to you, all people are present. Says the Ramban as follows, source number 9 on the sheet. Ukimosha kasef haramban beferit mitzvah sezo, shulios parus bimosos harbe, afilu bimutter, to separate yourself even from that which is mutter. Behiktimah kasef kan el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Says in its if, every single person has to hear this. Every single person has to be present when we're told Kedoshim Tiyu. Why? As follows. It is true it's incumbent upon every person. But here's where things get complicated. Ein prishas kol adam shaveh. Not every person's separation is equal. V'toras kol echad levado biyado lefiteva gufa v'halichos beso. This is where Kedusha becomes really hard to define and becomes very challenging even for the Ramban. You got to separate yourself and to be bigger and better. And even certain things are technically speaking mutter. I have to try to avoid. I have to try to strive for a little bit more. But says Ramban, the hardest challenge is going to be your precious and my precious and his precious. They're all going to be a little bit different. What should I be avoiding and what should you be avoiding? Different people and different madregas, meaning as follows. It is true that it's a requirement upon all people. You have to become kadosh. And it's true on some level that for the Ramban, kedusha means separating. It means removing. But what exactly, what form does that take? So for the Ramban, part of the challenge is that kedusha, often, it's sometimes hard to pin down exactly what it is. And for every person, it may be a little bit different. And it's hard to follow a specific manual to follow. Oh, you can't be totally into meat. So what does that mean? That means I can't live in Papagayo's all day. That means I can never go there. That means I should never have steak. That means I should only have chicken. That means become a vegan. Now, I assume many vegans are vegans for other reasons. Not like an act of like precious. It's really because they also find it to be like wrong to benefit from animals and things like that. But different way, like I'd say I don't. You know, I'm great eating animals. It's awesome. At the same time, is that my precious? Like, wow, imagine if I only could have soy milk for the rest of my life. That's probably the least bad part of being a vegan. Never having chicken again. I want to have, like, whatever they have, people that eat soy. You know, I don't want to stop thinking about it now. Nothing good's going to happen from that. But to what extent different people, different forms of kedusha, that's certainly where it's going to be. Now, here's an interesting question. It means about separating, but what am I separating towards for the Ramban? So I'm separating. Shabbat is a separate day. Tzaddikim are separate people. The Ribbono Shel Olam is separate. I want to separate myself from this world. How come? Like, why? So I'm separate. Therefore, what? I sit alone by myself sometimes, and I'm separate. I'm kadosh. Like, why? What's the purpose of it? So we'll see two suggestions. An old friend of mine, Rabbi Danny Schreiber, in source number 15, works, I believe, in high tech, and a rabbi in Renana, wrote a great article about Kedusha and the thought of the Ramban. But let's start with this. Rav Shimon and Shari Yosher has the following suggestion. Now, I think it's one of those Makoros there of Yamar quotes all the time. I don't think it was this section of it, so I don't know. Either way, it's very important, and we'll see that it's a Chiddush. Said Rav Shimon as follows. The Ramban speaks about Precious. Al Pizelich over Dimash and Muvanim. What exactly the Torah says, we should be kadosh because Hashem is kadosh. I should remove myself from this world just like God is kadosh. What's the pshat? How is it working? What's going on? Says of Shimon as follows. Lachein nira l'nias daiti shemitzvah zo kolol kol yisod v'shores magmas tachlis chayenu. I'm going to make a point that I believe is so important in a minute. Rav Shimon writes in the Hakdama to Shari Yosher, Shimon Shkop writes, what exactly is the purpose of our lives? Kol avodaseinu v'amaleinu tamid mukdashim letovas haklal. Everything that we are doing is in order to benefit and help other people. That is the purpose of our life. That's what it means. Shelo nishtam meis b'shem meisav etnua. I will never move my body one iota. I will never do anything different. Unless, letovas zulaseinu, to make things better for other people. So what does it mean to be kadosh, to be like Hashem? You know what Hashem does? Hashem is there to take care of people. The Bar Sholem oversees, mahu rachum, afatar rachum, that God takes care. Umaspia l'chol chayratzim. What does it mean to be kadosh like Hashem? I'm removing myself from this world. You know why I'm removing myself from this world? In order for it not to be about me, I remove my own taivas so I can focus on other people. I remove myself so I can be helpful towards others. Many suggest part of what Selam Elokim is, what Sadigon writes, is to be a shalit, to be a ruler. Hashem's in charge, and we in this world are like his ambassadors, in a certain sense, to be in charge. Here's a point which I believe is awesome. If you read an introduction to a book, and the book says in the introduction, our entire purpose in this world is in order to be good to other people, to improve the lives of others. What do you expect the rest of the book to be about? It should be about Tikkun Olam. it should be about advice and chizuk towards Bikur Cholim and Gemilas Chasadim. It should be about the importance of taking care of Yisomim and Almanos. It should be about taking care of those who are in need. If I read a Hakdama to a book, and the Sefer's Hakdama is, our purpose in this world is to be good to others, wouldn't the following chapters all be about the importance of that and why it's Chashav and Gemilas Chasadim? What is the Hakdama to Shari Yosher? That's what it's about, being good to others. What is the Sefer Shari Yosher all about? Rigorous, intense lamdas. Intense lamdas. Hamotzi mechavera olav haraya. And svek sveka. And hochem b'mamon achar arov. That's what Shari Yosher is all about. And safek doraisa l'chumra. That's what the whole Sefer is about. Why is that so? I'll share with you a theory, but it's true. Reb Shimon is saying something I think very important by this Hakdama with this Sefer. This is at least a theory of mine, but I really believe it to be true. When we talk about the importance of impacting others, Reb Shimon is saying, don't make the mistake of thinking that the best way to impact others is to put down the Sefer right now, to leave the Beis Medrash, and just do whatever. For sure, we have to know at times when to put down the Sefer to be able to do that. For sure, we have to make sure that we're taking care of those who are in need. But don't think that the investment on serious lamdas, don't think that the investment in Savek Doraisa L'Chumra and Svek Sveka, in Hochem B'monach HaRov and Amot Tamech HaVeir Olav HaRaya, don't think that none of that is going to build you. It's all going to build you to help others also. It's an investment in self. You'll be a bigger person, a person who knows more Torah, a person that can come along and impact others in a more meaningful way. It's not that when you're learning for Reb Shimon, when you're learning those sugyas, don't learn them selfishly. It's a Talmud Torah, which some would argue, Matzial Salman very beautifully describes in the back of his Haggadahs and Tomer Tzvora, that Talmud Torah has the capacity to be like a mitzvah Adam L'Chaveru on a mystical segula level, based on Reb Chaim V'Lazer and Nefesh HaChaim, that when you learn, you're sustaining the world and doing great things. And maybe in a more practical sense, when you learn, you build yourself to a certain kind of person, you will become an elevated person. That Amelus B'Torah, the way the Chazanish describes it, transforms you a little bit. And now my ability to impact others, I'll be so much better at that. It's an investment in others also. When you learn hard. I don't care about others. I really care about them. And therefore, I'm going to invest now and take care of them, do whatever I can for them throughout. Be that as it may, for Reb Shimon, the pshat in the Ramban is that Kedusha is to be separate, but it's to be separate and become like the Ribbono Shel Olam. And part of what it means to be like the Ribbono Shel Olam is not just to be Kadosh, but to be Kadosh to give over to others. But there is another pshat. And this, again, in source number 15 in that article, I believe he describes very nicely, that part of what it is not about helping others. That part of the Kedusha is to be Davak to Ribbono Shel Olam. Part of Kedusha is to be Davak to Ribbono Shel Olam. There are different Mahalchim, and here's part of what, to give background, it'll help us a lot for this Fas Emes. What's my relationship with this world? One of the more important questions in the world of Machshava, what's my relationship with Olam Hazeh like? Olam Hazeh is one big Nisayon, it's all one big test. Physical pleasures in this world, my goal is to overcome them. We spoke a bunch of years ago about a couple different Mahalchim in this. Is the goal, one way of looking at things, the way the Ramban's going to look at it, Olam Hazeh is ultimately not that beneficial for real Dveikas. You want to really get close to Ribbono Shel Olam, learn how to separate yourself from Olam Hazeh. You want to be, what's it to be separate? To remove myself. Think of it, not coincidental. The Kedusha for the Ramban, Kedushim Tiyu, is less involved in Olam Hazeh. What is Shabbos? What is Shabbos also? Shabbos is the time where I am Isser Malacha. I can't be creative on Shabbos. I can't do lots of things on Shabbos. Shabbos is a time where I'm undoubtedly, all of your malacha has already been done. Shabbos, I can't, refuah krova lava, but right now everything's good on Shabbos. On Shabbos, I'm less proactive because, in a certain sense, you know what Kedusha is found when you remove yourself more from this world. Kedusha is about a removal. It's about a removal from Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh at certain times can be something which makes it more challenging. Then Olam Hazeh sometimes can be something which makes it somewhat more difficult. In that sense, it's not Kedusha just stomp to separate, and it's not Kedusha so I can be more compassionate and more helpful to you. In many ways, by the way, you spoke on Yom Kippur night. That's part of like the Christian, the Catholic model. The Catholic model of priests not having wives, not having families, is that having a family that detracts from your ability to take care of others. Because if I have people at home to take care of, I won't be able to help take care of others. And part of their underlying theory was, let's remove that entirely and people will be, you know, giving all the way. Now, I think history has proven that's not the best model on a couple of different levels, but we happen to, as a religion, deny that entirely. So anyway, the Kohen Gadol has to be married. Kohen Gadol is beso zo ishto. Kohen Gadol has to be married. We definitely want people to have that kind of compassion. Then that's the yisod that we spoke about in a different context from Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik, a very, very beautiful report. But what you see in the Ramban is that Olam Hazeh, in a certain sense, does create certain challenges, and not to be too involved and too invested, and to know how to pull back a little bit. It's a very, very important mahala. And for the Ramban, Kedusha is something which I can get by removing. Shemitah, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, comes with more halachas and more separation. A Nazir is Kadosh. What does a Nazir often also have? Nazir has less interaction with Olam Hazeh. Nazir is not going to be able to drink wine. Nazir is not going to be able to, again, he's not focused on his physical appearance. Nazir is not going to be able to interact with a mace, which a mace is almost like the most Olam Hazedic thing in the world. The neshama has already left. It's pure material. That's all it is. And that's where Kedusha, often for the Ramban, comes from removal. Kedusha comes from separation. Separation which allows me to be more davuk to the Ribono Shel Olam. And for the Ramban, that's a mahalach in Kedusha. Which means when we start thinking about different things, Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, I relate to it. Har Habayis is Kadosh, and therefore, whoa, I'm going to separate myself from there unless I'm really, really prepared. Because it's more Kadosh. And Torah is Kadosh, and therefore Torah is going to be a little bit more separate. Torah is going to be a little bit more removed, and holy places are going to be a little bit more separate, a little bit more distinct. And that's part of what Kedusha really is for the Ramban. I'll foreshadow a bit. There's a very, very different mahalach of Kedusha. A mahalach which in many ways is conceptually the opposite. Where Kedusha does not come by removal, Kedusha is dafka found in a certain kind of interaction. Kedusha does not come from that which is transcendent, but that which is really deeply, deeply involved in every single element of it. We pointed out today, though, at least, again, we'll stop right now, just we try to understand the shita of the Ramban, understand well for the Ramban the nature of Kedusha and what Kedusha is really all about. And hopefully we'll be able to, next week, appreciate a little bit the Torah of the Tzfas Emes, the unique kind of Kedusha which exists in his Mahalach. It'll be based on certain ideas in the world of Kabbalah, certainly some ideas in Torah Chassidus, and will give us, I think, an important other Mahalach for what Kedusha really means and what we're striving for when the Torah tells us Kedushim to you, and we even Achrayas to be Kedush. Again, I very much thank you for doing it tonight. Tomorrow morning is a little bit more complicated, at least for many of you, and also for me. And again, have a wonderful night and a great Shabbos here.